I was at a site in Farmingville, which is kind of central Long Island area. And the people that were at my site were mostly the power line workers, and then also people who were towing damaged vehicles so that the insurance companies could take care of them and get the roads cleared out. So my main job there, I was there to give first aid and kind of moral support to the workers. They're working, some of them, 12, 16-hour shifts on 24-hour rotations at times just to get normalcy back. I didn't do anything, you know, crazy. It was just kind of bumps and bruises and normal things that people get when you're doing manual labor.
As a nurse, you're usually dealing with people in a controlled environment, you know, a hospital or a patient room, but you're literally out in the fields with the workers. What was that like?
It was a little different. I had been to Haiti back in May, and that's kind of what I went in there expecting it to be. And it was a little more controlled than that, but it was definitely kind of, you know, flying by the seat of your pants, really trying to figure out, you know, what I had with me, what I could do if something bad happened, and then just kind of going with the flow.
What were the conversations like while you're patching up those bruises and tending to those scrapes? What was the conversation like with workers? How were they feeling? Were they just tired?
Yeah, honestly, I think that was like the biggest complaint I ever got is I'm exhausted and I can't sleep. They're sleeping in tractor trailers, like the big part there. There's like 30 guys to a trailer. So, you know, as comfortable as they can be, but just, you know, exhausted and going on 6, 4, 5 hours of sleep.
Caleb, tell me a little bit about visually what it looks like.
Surprisingly, it wasn't awful. It was pretty well cleaned up by the time I got there. I did have the opportunity on the way home to stop at a clinic that Rochester General has been working with, and that was out on Staten Island. And, I mean, that place, there is just total destruction everywhere you turn. There's houses literally knocked off of their foundation, turned on their side, vehicles everywhere that are just totally destroyed, and people that are still actually living in their houses that really shouldn't be, but they're afraid to leave.
What is the morale of residents? How are they feeling? Are they appreciative of having the workers out there working so hard, or are they just trying to find a little piece of normalcy at this point?
You know, I think it's a definite combo of the two of those. The residents that I spoke with were all very grateful that we were down there and just, you know, almost moved to tears by just our presence, you know, just simply asking, is there anything I can do for you? Even though, you know, I'm sure we were like the third or fourth person knocking on these people's doors, they were just so grateful to know that someone else was out there and grateful to have that bit of normalcy put back. Some of them had power, some of them didn't. And then the volunteers that are coming around with supplies for them, just, yeah, it's humanity at its finest down there right now.